Sasborough-based 3D digital artist and architect Sam Wheeler will be inspiring thousands of visitors at this year's BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair. And I'm pleased to say that he joins me now. Sam, welcome. It's nice to see you.
Angie, thanks for inviting me.
So tell me about yourself a little bit, first of all. What does your organisation do?
Yeah, Knotworks is a artists organisation founded by artists for artists. So we provide workshops, both for beginners and experienced artists. They range from everything from pottery to printmaking and other kind of artistic skills learning. And we also have a membership for kind of more experienced artists who need space, who can come to our workshop on certain days in a kind of welcoming community setting, do pottery and kind of explore their own artistic pursuits.
Is this Southborough?
Yes, it's on Southborough High Street. We also do open studio days and pop-up shops, which is a good way of kind of finding us if you've not been before. And there's one coming up this weekend, actually, if you want to come and have a look. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. You got a website?
Yeah, knotworks.co.uk. I remember on Instagram. And
okay, and that's Knots Work with a K, isn't it? K-N-O-T.
Yeah, K-N-O-T Works. That's it. Okay. Yeah. We have a mixture of skills. My business partner, Ed, is a painter. Holly is a potter and she works with fabric, and my kind of artistic pursuit is 3D based, computer based, but also I'm a really passionate gardener and I'm really passionate about plants and landscapes, so that's why I've taken on this project.
Okay, so what you're creating for the BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair is described as a beautiful border.
That's right.
Yeah, so explain to me what that is.
So the brief from the Gardeners World team was share my space. And so that fell perfectly into what we're about, which is kind of community and working together and sharing, artists sharing space. So the artist studio garden is a 3x3 meter garden. One of the main drivers of the planting design is that all the plants are pigment yielding plants, so they can be used to make natural dyes and natural inks. So that really feeds into our artistic pursuits at Knotworks. For a couple of years now, Ed at Knotworks has been making gall ink using oak galls, and we've been using those for some of our life drawing sessions and other kind of art activities at Knotworks. And this is kind of really building on that, looking at some of the other plants that produce pigment and how we can really use them to push sustainable art practices.
That's really interesting, because that's what the great masters used centuries
ago. Of course. Yeah.
And then we went to chemicals.
And some colours are slightly more difficult to extract than others, of course, from the plants that exist. It's been really interesting researching the plants for the border and seeing what plants produce what colours. We've known, obviously, at Knotworks for a couple of years that oak galls provide a really strong black ink, which is actually quite rare and a really good option. And some of the others in the garden, we have Mahonia, which provides a purple colour, a kind of light lilac purple. The kind of feature tree is a sorbus or a rowan, which you can use both the leaves, which make a kind of coppery gold colour, but you can also use the berries and the bark to make a black. So that's a kind of double use plant. And so it's really, you often get quite natural kind of earthy tones, as you kind of might expect. But it's been really interesting to learn more about the plants and what they produce.
So maybe there should be an art exhibition painted with natural inks and paints that you produced. That would be an interesting thing to see as
that
well.
That would be a really nice way to kind of summarise it. Yeah,
maybe we'll
get some of our artworks displayed in our shop. Yeah, that would be a really nice way to round it off. The design also has a shelter, which, as well as sheltering people whilst working, harvests rainwater. It's quite an important part of making natural inks and dyes, to use rainwater.
It sounds wonderful. So it's a small garden. Is it going to be in an exhibition hall with other people who produce their own borders?
So it's at BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair, which is an outdoor garden show. It takes place at Audley End House and Gardens in Essex in a couple of weekends' time, from Friday the 30th to Sunday the 1st of September. So there's 9 of these small, they're called the Beautiful Border Gardens. And there's also a series of slightly larger show gardens. And the 9 beautiful border gardens all had that same brief of share my space. It'll be interesting to see how other people have interpreted the same brief.
So you had to apply to be part of this?
Yeah, it was kind of run as a small competition. It was open for anyone to enter. So I've fostered this really strong love of gardens and garden design for a long time. And I thought, it's the time to take the plunge and put my interest and skills to the test and see if I can come up with something. And thankfully, it got selected to be one of these nine that will be on show.
Well, congratulations, Sam. That's a great achievement, isn't it? And who knows where that could lead?
Exactly.
After the exhibition, then you can use the garden in your own base afterwards. And now that you've moved into this, is this something you'd like to take forward? Will we see you at the Chelsea Garden Show?
That would be amazing. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Chelsea is a show that everyone would kind of aspire to be part of. I mean, I've always been really passionate about the garden design field and gardening as well. So if it opens up new doors and there's something that we could do again in the future, then I'd love that. It's been a learning curve having not designed or built a show garden before. So it's been a really good experience, but doing it again in the future would definitely be something I'm sure I'd be interested in doing.
Who knows where it could lead, Sam? It's amazing.
Quite right.
So will the TV cameras be there, do you think? Will we be seeing you on Gardener's World?
I'd love that, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Congratulations, Sam. It's fabulous and well done for being chosen for this. It sounds really great. Hopefully it'll inspire thousands of visitors at this year's BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair. It's happening at Audley End House and Gardens. That's in Essex. And as you said, it's from the 30th of August to the 1st of September. I guess further details of the event and to book tickets, they do have a website, don't they? bbcgardenersworldfair.com.
That's right.
And your own website is, say, remind us again, please, Sam.
It's knotworks, knotworks.co.uk.
And you're in Southborough High Street.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, well, I shall pop along and say hello. For now, Sam Wheeler, I hope it goes really well for you. And thanks for joining us on West Kent Today.
Thanks very much.